Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Show with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Show. This is Donna Lee and Dr. Mystery Show. Dr. Mystery had to step away for a moment, so when I do that, when he goes to the potty, I bring a special guest in. So that's how this works. So you can reach out to us on our website at armormenshealth.com. You can call us during the week at 512-238-0762. You can check out our cute little smiling faces on that website, armormenshealth.com, and you can submit questions right there that we will answer anonymously. I know we brag a lot on the show about our providers and the people that we have on our staff, and everybody's so wonderful and awesome, and we're here to take care of you. But I thought today what we'd do is bring in our soon-to-be regular guest of the show, Lauren Hagen. Welcome, Miss Lauren.
Thank you.
So Lauren's our health coach, and she's going to explain exactly what she does at our clinic, NAGU Urology Specialist. She's going to tell you why a health coach is needed in your life and what you can expect with visiting her. So what happens in our clinic is when Dr. Mystery or one of our other doctors or providers sees a patient, they might need to lose 20 pounds before surgery, or they might have sleep issues, or they might be on just some really janky supplements, and they want you to learn more. They're going to send you to our phenomenal nurse coach, Lauren Hagen. So welcome, Miss Lauren. So tell me, Miss Lauren, what should our patients expect? Like, what do you do at our clinic? What the patients should expect for a first visit, and comprehensively, what kind of road do you take them down depending on what they're going through?
Sure. Yeah. Patients can be sent to me for any number of reasons. They don't actually even have to have a diagnosis of any particular sort to benefit from health coaching or nurse coaching. So I'm a certified nurse coach, been a nurse for about 17 years. And got into coaching. And what that means is, I'm sure by now most people have heard of life coaches, mm-hmm. Business coaches. So this is essentially coaching around your lifestyle done by an RN. We can talk about any aspect that relates to your health. So usually anything that happens outside of the medical office is sort of how I describe it to people. So mm-hmm. Everything that contributes to your health that is part of your real everyday life. So we talk about what you eat, how you sleep, how exercise is going for you or not going for you, how stress is affecting mm-hmm. your life. So that can really get into if there's a personal relationship or if work is very stressful. This is actually a chance for patients to really explore how all of these different things sort of come together to impact their health. And so it's very individualized. And no two health coaching conversations really go the same. It's always really, what I love about this is that it's very individualized. Mm-hmm. So everybody that comes to me is sort of the expert in their own life. They know more than I do about themselves. And so where my expertise comes in is having a very strong background in health and medicine and nursing, but then also being really good at putting that person in the driver's seat and letting them lead the way with what they know is best for them in terms of how it will or won't work in their life. And so we tailor a plan together. We co-create it. I don't hand someone a plan for how to lose weight. Right. We talk, and I ask, hopefully, if I do my job right, then I ask really good questions mm-hmm. that makes them think in new ways about their own approach to how they're doing something. Mm-hmm. So that, in a nutshell, is what I do.
Where this all kind of came about, you've worked with Dr. Mystery before.
Correct.
You were his first RN.
Correct.
A while back.
Yeah.
Kind of in the beginning of things.
Yeah, like 13 years ago. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't want to say the number, but because you look like you're 25. But anyway, youngest health coach ever. But he had tried, I think, too, what we kind of go back to the beginning of what his vision was. When people are diagnosed with something really big like cancer, mm-hmm. God forbid, I'm knocking on wood for everybody.
Yeah.
Recurrent kidney stones, recurrent kidney UTIs, whatever the issue is, he mm-hmm. said, if it's something big, the patient always says, what do I do differently? What do I change in my diet? Mm-hmm. And I think that's why he's always had somebody exceptional mm-hmm. on staff. Mm-hmm. And now we have exceptional, wonderful you mm-hmm. To guide them. Because what do? You go home and you Google.
Yeah.
And what kind of option is that? So we have you on staff to help them basically mm-hmm. take all the Google riffraff out of their brain and to customize what makes sense for them.
For them, individually, because everyone's different.
Yeah.
So, I can't just tell everybody to...
Yeah, low carb for you.
Yeah.
And you and you and you and you. Yep. It doesn't work for everybody.
Doesn't work for everybody. But I can answer questions about why you know, why low carb is good in some cases and mm-hmm. why, I mean, I'll go ahead and say everybody needs to drink more water. There's very few people that don't need to do that.
That's not controversial, is it?
It's not very, well, I mean, I guess, you know, we could.
I just heard a podcast that I thought was fascinating where they were talking about how extreme keto diets can be really harmful for some patients.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And it's messing with their gut health.
Yeah, not to mention, you know, other things. Like, I just had a good friend that actually was recently had to go to the ER for some serious symptoms that she was having, and turns out it was keto related.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Because I think we've been sold now. I know keto works. It worked for me. I've lost 20 pounds 1 month. Like, I get it.
Yeah, but did you stay keto forever?
No.
Right.
And I always bounce back, and you always gain the weight, and because I don't exercise, and I get that. But, I mean, I walk, but I don't, you know, do hardcore exercise. But I think we've been sold now so much hardcore keto messages that everybody thinks it's that one size fits all.
Yeah, and it's just, nothing is, I'm sorry, but just nothing is one size fits all. And that's where I come in, because I've got lots of information, and I don't know everything, but the things I don't know, I've got resources.
Like, when I've talked to you, I'm like, she knows a lot of stuff.
but I can help sort through, just like you said, I can help people sort through, you know, what feels right to them. And I'm not bashing keto. In fact, I have a few patients that are doing keto, but guess what? They wanted to do keto. It had worked for them in the past. Mm-hmm. And I help them make sure that they're doing it well, doing it right, that they're healthy. And my message at the end of the day for everybody is, I don't want to give you a Band-Aid that's going to, you know, solve your problem for the next 5 minutes or month. Right. Or I want to help you find a way of life that is congruent with your values, that feels good, and that helps you continue doing that for as long as you want to. Mm-hmm. So instead of finding a diet that's going to help you drop a bunch of weight, which I can help you do, but then my goal is, okay, what are you going to do when you get off of that diet? Mm-hmm. And how are you going to keep the changes you made consistent in a way that feels good for you and also hopefully keeps you healthy for a really long time, and not just, oh, I'm going to drop 20 pounds in a really short amount of time, for example. Yeah.
I'm going to toot your own horn for you, but I think I told you about the 5-star review that came in.
Yeah.
It was
the
sweetest patient who said she was, like, so thankful you were in her life, and she had just met with you, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks prior, and she'd already lost 5 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, that's amazing. That's wonderful to hear.
Well, and so, yeah, thanks for tooting my horn. But really, what I do is help people find their own motivation. Mm-hmm. I don't do this for anybody. They do it. Yeah. All of my people have made great changes in their life. And it's not always about weight loss. Sometimes it's about sleeping better. And sometimes people don't know that's, you know, whatever it is that we end up making change in their life isn't what they even thought they were walking in to work on. So it's varied. And it's, again, I'm not the one that's doing it. The people I work with are the ones that are doing it.
Right.
And that's the message behind what I do, is that we all have the power within ourselves to be healthy. We all have the power within ourselves to heal ourselves. And deep down, we know what it is that we need. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we just need someone to listen and help us sort out, what's the action I'm going to take today to get me one baby step closer to where I want to go.
Right.
And so, you know, like, yeah, that 5-star review was really her. She did
it. About herself?
She did it. Yeah. She gave herself 5 stars.
Well, that's a nice way to look at it.
Yeah. And that's what I'm here to do, is help everybody do this work themselves.
Right. And you'll meet with, I mean, I know some people are thinking, why is there wellness in urology? But everything's connected.
Yeah.
And it just makes sense, in our opinion, to have that. I know OB-GYNs have it, and PCP, you know, primary care physicians have those sorts of employees and staff, clinicians in their office. But
well, it's holistic.
That's what urology.
Yeah. And what holistic means is that we cannot reduce someone down to the parts of their body. We're whole beings. So if we treat part of the body, or, you know, part of the person, then we're not really treating all of them. Mm-hmm. So, the whole idea is to treat you as a whole person. And that's why it's not unusual for me to end up talking to someone about, you know, the things that are causing them stress in their life, and really who they are and their personality traits and all of that stuff, because it's part of who they are. And we can't reduce it down to a diagnosis, you know, that relates to one body system, for example. It's really, I'm just there to sort of, help this whole person.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I hate to interrupt. I feel like 2 minutes went by. Mm-hmm. But if you have any questions specifically for Lauren, you can reach out to us and submit your questions to armormenshealth.com. We'll answer them anonymously. Now that Lauren's on staff with us, we'll have her on the show regularly so she can answer these questions that you send in. Our website, again, is armormenshealth.com. You can see our shiny, smiley faces, and you can listen to our old podcasts. Be sure to listen to KLBJ on the weekends, on Saturdays at 3 p.m., and you can listen to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank you, Donna. Awesome. Everybody come see me.
That's right. We're going to talk to Lauren again, so stay tuned. Thanks, Lauren. Yeah.
The Armor Men's Health Show is brought to you by NAU Urology Specialists. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.